You know, we love any excuse to watch great reality TV. So, with the weather heating up, while chartering a luxury yacht might be a little out of reach, we can still get our fix by binge watching all seasons and spin-offs of Below Deck available on Hayu.
The first all-reality subscription service of its kind, Hayu gives you access to every episode and every season of a wide range of captivating reality TV franchises. Plus, you can watch brand new episodes available the same day they air in the U.S. without ads. It's pretty awesome.
And if you're looking for a new series to dive into, Below Deck is the perfect choice. Tune in for a fresh yachty drama on brand new episodes of Below Deck Mediterranean, airing now. And once you're hooked, revisit classic seasons of all the franchises, including Below Deck Sailing Yacht, Adventure, and Down Under, all available on Hayu.
You know that we've watched every single episode of Below Deck. We have not only watched them, we've talked about them endlessly. We obsess over them.
Below Deck is so good, and it is such an amazing source of petty drama. If you're not watching it, you're really missing out.
Slide into summer with Below Deck. New episodes airing now.
Watch all seasons and spin-offs of Below Deck on Hayu. That's HAYU.com.
She was a romance mystery writer.
They gloated on the fact that she writes stories like this.
There are murders in all of the books.
From Wondery, the makers of Ghost Story and Theta, this is a story about a murder that rocked my little community. Binge all episodes of Happily Never After ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and sitting right next to me today, Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi.
Welcome.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much for having me to your lovely home.
Oh, yes. Ben? Yeah, I have the extreme privilege of having Ronnie here in my home studio.
Gorgeous, gorgeous place. Love being here. I'm by the wall of all the board games.
And look at this beautiful gallery wall behind us with these photos.
Yeah.
That I definitely have behind us.
It is
not virtual at all.
Gorgeous in here. Gorgeous.
Yeah, you have no power today at home, so you came over here. That's one of the perks.
They're remodeling it up, girl.
Oh, Ronnie's doing a little Instagram story.
Yeah, hi, everyone. It's the story, everybody.
Hi, everyone. Board look, there are the board games.
Wow.
Well, today we are here to talk some more Below Deck Med, another chaotic season. And before we do that, I just want to say that we are going to be doing Dwell Hello this week, and we haven't recorded it yet, but we watched the episode, and it is so hilarious.
It's incredible work. It's incredible art.
It's such a great episode of House Hunters.
One of the best.
Yeah. House Hunters International. So we really are excited to do it this weekend.
Join us.
Yeah, come join us. It's on Wondery Plus. But other than that, do we have any crappens on demand on Patreon?
I have nothing to say except my Botox is worn out. And if there are any inventors out there, it would be great if you guys could invent a longer lasting Botox. Because what in the Jessica Tandy did I wake up to today? Okay, make it last longer, please.
Well, now you need to find a Los Angeles Botox person.
No, I can't leave my Texas ladies. I know them all now, and I can't.
They work in tandem.
No, you have to have memberships at places, and then you pay for like a discount, and then you can't just be going to get your. And they know the spots. They practice and they get all the spots. Although I do have Botox horns that I've talked about before on the show, so maybe an LA person would be able to get rid of those. I don't know. Anyway, the point is Below Deck, am I right?
Below Deck. Should I wear my hat today or not? I feel like look how much more light I have. Although now I feel like my forehead looks like it's blaring white. Okay, my hat's back on. Below Deck Med, more importantly, Below Deck Med. So this is season 9, episode 4, Greeking Havoc. And where we last left off, Jono had just served cold eggs on the tail of a quote-unquote deconstructed chocolate cake with a scoop of disgusting red raspberry sorbet. Ronnie's got a hat. Ronnie's putting on a hat for the podcast
as
well.
I'm going to wear my hat. If you can wear your hat, then I'm going to wear my hat.
Right. Ryan is giving us a sneak peek to what he looked like in Italy on his back. Did you wear a helmet in Italy?
Of course.
I don't know. For some reason, I had this idea that you'd be like, no, well, that's an American thing. In Italy, you don't have to wear a helmet.
No, you need a helmet. Yeah. I don't want to die.
No.
Okay. So, yeah, Jono just served those eggs. I don't know that that's really forgivable. And the shame is, you know, we really want to like Jono. And I feel so bad. Last night, we posted on our Instagram something mean about Jono. And it just feels bad. It's like kicking someone when they're down and stuff. But you served cold eggs. And then you didn't even understand what was wrong with that.
Yeah.
So you deserve it.
You put cardamom into your Mexican rice also. Let's not overlook that.
Oh my God. You know? And whatever else you made today, what are you doing? Okay.
Yeah. It's just, it's not right. So then, and what's even worse is that he served this bad food to a world champion, to a gold medalist, Gigi Fernandez, also a Grand Slam champion, and Captain Sandy's
friend. I was going to say, well, and also a champion of pulling boats into docks, okay? A champion of making it against all odds, against the biggest villain in the world, Wind.
Yeah.
Her name is Captain Sandy. How dare you serve this to Captain Sandy?
Yeah, this is, you don't do that to Captain Sandy's friends. Oh, and by the way, I just want to say this has nothing to do with Captain Sandy, but it does have something to do with the champion, which is that yesterday on our House of the Dragon recap, I was very concerned that a hummingbird was murdered by a landscaper outside my window. But guess what? The landscaper saw the hummingbird nest and clipped around it. The hummingbird is alive and well. So talk about a real champ. I would say it's the Norma of hummingbirds, but the hummingbird's actually attractive.
Wow. Yeah, so the hummingbird is safe, which is a shame because a bunch of listeners showed up at Ben's apartment and beat the crap out of the landscaper. And then we found, he was like, no, the hummingbird's safe. So sorry, landscaper. Sorry, yeah. For all the, sorry for the broken knees.
Sorry for all the concern on House of the Dragon. The hummingbird and the hummingbird nest is safe.
Everyone. House of the hummingbird. So here we go. So Captain Sandy has just called Jono up. Jono, can you please come to the bridge? Dun, 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 dun. So the primary came to me this morning. Don't know if you know. She plays tennis at very, very high level. I'm just going to wait for you to be impressed. Okay, now let me say this part again. She's my friend. Okay, hold on. Let me wait for you to be some more impressed. Okay, how impressed are you? Why are you looking at me like that? Okay.
Gigi said those eggs this morning deserve a gold medal in the event coldest and most disgusting eggs of all time. So congratulations.
Now listen, I'm going to tell you, she said the spices were something that Norma has never been referred to as too strong. And the eggs were cold. And I'm not really sure why that is. Why are the spices strong? Why are the eggs too cold? Why? And I'm not asking you on a philosophical level. I mean a literal level. Why? How come?
Well, you know, I got a note saying they wanted breakfast at 8:30, so I had it ready for that time. And obviously I was delayed because they had a slower morning, and I tried to heat them up.
No, you didn't. First of all, you did not try to heat up the eggs, I don't think. Did he try to heat up the eggs?
I didn't see any evidence of trying to heat up eggs. You know what?
You throw a dish towel over cold eggs.
Also, if you're going to heat up eggs, you might as well just make eggs. Like, why are
you... Yeah, you know how you heat up eggs? You cook them. That's...
You crack a raw egg into a pan and you heat them until it's not raw anymore. That's how you heat it up.
They wanted breakfast at 8:30, so I had it ready for that time. Well, I want to be a waist size 28. Okay, I don't buy it.
Yeah, he's like a nicer, gayer version of Ryan from Below Deck Down Under, the real asshole chef that was on that first season, who was like, I'm making the food when I want it to be ready, and if they're not there ready for the food, then they're gonna miss out. He's kind of like that, but just with better people skills.
Yeah. I can't go in on that because that guy was really a monster.
Yeah, but Jono also didn't wake up to give people late night food. He made the eggs when he was like, well, it's 8:30. If they're not here, they're going to miss out. Like, that's kind of his vibe. He's just a lot nicer about it.
Yeah. So, well, when he's not calling women bitches, etc. Okay. So then, Chef Jono. Yeah. So then she's like, well, but eggs are to order, right? So tomorrow, let's make sure the eggs are to order. And he's like, okay, I'll check with the interior. What does that mean? Okay, yeah. Make the eggs to order. You don't need to check with the interior. When you get the order, make the fucking... you're fired. How is this guy not fired?
When you hear the sound of Gigi Fernandez talking about her gold medals, you know she's awake, and that's when you crack an egg into the pan.
I know, that's literally the iPhone ringtone on this boat for everybody. It's like, I want gold medals. I want gold medals. I want gold... We know, Gigi, for fuck's sake, man. Sit down and eat your cold eggs, Gigi. I'm sick of hearing it.
You know, for a chef to say to me that he cooked the eggs when breakfast was supposed to start instead of cooking to order, that's a huge red flag, you know? But at the same time, he did well last charter, but we're mid-charter now, and I have to give the chef the opportunity to show me just how terrible he really can be. I mean, what's he going to do? Serve an overcooked lava cake by the end of the episode? I mean, come on.
Otherwise known as cake.
Otherwise known as the cake from last night.
It's a regular
circle cake. Shape.
So then, all crew, we're ready to depart. Meet two people on the anchor. Dun, 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 dun. And then we get some guest commentary, which is really fun. I love the guest conversations we get. Someone goes, do you have a perm or is that natural? And she goes, no, perms are out now. I don't have a perm. And Aisha goes, no, perms are cool.
Girl's like, really? And you know, Gigi Fernandez is like, I have a cooler haircut. I win. I win.
She's like, Mom, I've got a bunch of friends that have got pimps. They're lovely people. I love pimps.
You also live in a van. So you're basically saying like Frances McDormand in Nomadland is your comp right now.
Yeah, I don't know that I need to know about what people in your neighborhood are wearing for haircuts right now, Aisha. Okay, you poop into a bucket.
I just saw Frances McDormand in her van and she got a perm. They're very cool.
Some people think she's angry. I just think she's misunderstood.
Just don't break her dishes. They're very sentimental.
So people are working, 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 and Ellie's checking in with Bree. She's like, oh, hello, how did it go in the morning for you? How do you feel? And she's like, oh, good. I feel way more confident now with the things I'm doing. Like, now I put laundry in a box with a drying thing on it, and I press a button, and it makes some noise. And then I open it, and popcorn comes out.
Yeah, yes, well, we're all team, and you know, we all have to support each other. By the way, you are ironing a piece of ham right now, just so you know.
So Ellie's like, well, I'm definitely putting in the effort to teach Bree because it is the job of the second stool to do this for her. And I'm seeing that as my job to do. And so Bree's like, oh, look at this jewelry. This jewelry is tangled now. She's like, do not worry about the jewelry. That is too detailed right now.
She's like, you know, she's improving quite a bit, and the team's success is my success. And then just cuts to Bree saying, oh my God, I did just stand on this bed. What did I? Oh God, I just stood on someone's sunglasses.
Yeah. Ellie goes, I hope they're not sunglasses. She goes, they're sunglasses.
So then Gail and Nathan are flirting upstairs, which is, you know, whatever.
Oh my God, they're so basic. My God, I know. I'm kind of sick of hearing that word. Like, that's so basic. That's but these two are literally, like, they need an L wrench to be put together. They are like an IKEA shelf. They are the most basic.
They are the Billy bookcase of relationships.
These two are the flurg of relationships.
They are the... How dare you say that in front of an entire wall of IKEA furniture?
Sorry, guys.
It's okay. We're Swedish. We can handle it.
Don't worry. I'm from the Valley. You can make fun of that.
It's okay. We are wearing blazers because we're from Sweden.
So, yeah. So they're just like, how are you today? He's like, I'm feeling good. You're such a genuine girl. You are. You want a strawberry? Can I have a strawberry? Do you like strawberries? I've got a strawberry. I'd love a strawberry. Shut the fuck up with your strawberries. I can't take you to anymore.
I can. I don't want it. So then Captain Sandy is talking to Ian, the bosun, about this beach setup. And so he's like, oh, good morning, Captain. Beach setup. As soon as we get to drop the anchor, we'll get the tinder and into the water. And she's like, yeah,
One Tinder driver. The other is to go to the beach. You're going to set up the beach picnic. Okay, what I'd like you to do is make a nice little mound of sand. That way we can put Gigi's gold medal on it just to make it look real pretty and everything. Okay, and then once that's set up, the guests are ready to go and send two people ashore. And then you remain on board because you're the bosun and you don't have to have the fun anymore. Okay. All right. Fun times.
He's like, I understand that I'm not here for the fun, so I'll be on the boat. She's like, yeah, you got to be on the boat because it's for safety. Because, you know, if something's going on here, what if TV shows become real life and wind happens? Someone's got to be here, okay? It's a safety thing. It's a safety thing.
Now, this, I feel like, is sort of a... Well, I'm not going to say it's an important point because it's below deck, but a big thing is that Ian doesn't help out with the setup of this beach picnic. And so looking at what Captain Sandy says, is it clear that she's saying... You are going to be one of the people setting up, and then you come back to the boat because it's, she says, one tender driver, the other go to the beach. You're setting the beach picnic up. Do you think she meant you, Ian, are setting the beach picnic up, or like your department?
Well, yeah, because she says one tender driver, the other goes to the beach. You're setting up the beach picnic. Once that's set up and the guests are ready to go, send two people ashore. You remain on board because you're the bosun. Okay, that's what she says. Then she follows it up by saying, you know, the bosun obviously can help them set up the beach picnic.
Oh, yeah, she does say
you that. Approve it, but they need to come back on board. So it's pretty clear, and he's taking it as like, you know what? I'm going to have tasty pops. I'm going to eat a popsicle very intense. Is that what he eats later in the episode?
He's eating something? Everything. There's nothing he doesn't eat the rest of the episode or slurp down. He basically hears you don't have to go to the beach. So he just sends only two people to set up this beach picnic with not a lot of lead time. Because he says, okay, so while they're at the beach picnic, I'll still be here and then I can come clean things up. She goes, yeah, and I'll help you. But he somehow is not hearing that he has to help set up this beach picnic.
So then Gigi and a couple of her friends lean against a wall. And Gigi's like, I need to connect with my body more. And, you know, I could do that with yoga. But, you know, I play so much tennis, I like to do a wall squat. That's the weirdest thing. Because they were in front of like a ring cam or something, just kind of squatting against a wall. And their heads were cut off. So you just see these like odd poses.
It's like a leg thing. And, you know, Gigi's like... Yeah, you know, I'm just really trying to get more in touch with my body with yoga. Oh, remind me, is there a gold medal for yoga? No, there isn't. I guess that's why I do tennis, because I get gold medals.
So what's the pose where you put your two arms in the air like you've just triumphed and won another gold medal? What is that?
That's a Fernandez.
It's the Gigi.
Let me tell you something. I did yoga last night, and the last thing I wanted to do is come home and watch people doing yoga, because I got destroyed. I got totally destroyed last night, and my legs were trembling just watching them do these wall squats.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think this is yoga, a wall squat.
It was working out.
She just wanted a reason to be like, but I normally would do this with tennis. Yes, Gigi. I fucking get it. Congratulations.
We understand.
You're amazing, Gigi. You're killing it. So Aisha's like, all right then, Chef Jono. We wanted a little plan for lunch because two guests want the lunch around two. I've said two twice now. Don't make it four. Here's how many we want. 8 eggs that are cold. If you got that, you can do that, can't you?
He's like, okay, so 2 eggs at 8 p.m. for cold people. Okay, got it. He's like, so he's going to start planning the meal. And he's like, I hope that lunch goes through smoothly, because what that means is that I need to create a menu that, like, when you serve it, like, it doesn't need to be microwaved, because, like, ain't not microwave at the beach. And, like, I don't want Sandy to have to pull me up to the bridge again. So my plan for lunch today, crackers.
He's just like, sir, why are you talking about how you have to heat things up? It's lunch. Make some fucking sandwiches and salads. What are you talking about needing to microwave things at the beach? It's lunch, sir.
I know. Seafood salad. Do a lobster salad. Do a fennel and orange something or another, you know.
Well, here comes Aisha. So Aisha goes to Ian and she's like, so have you come up with games? And he's like, no, because I asked if we were coming up with the games, and the captain told me that the primary will tell us. And she's like, but I think if you come up with a couple so they're ready to go,
want? You know, yes, Sandy has said Gigi will know what she wants, but that doesn't mean that she's supposed to set it up for you and plan everything. I think she heard Sandy say that. He heard Sandy say that and thought, sweet, free pass. Look, just because you want a perm doesn't mean it just automatically happens. You have to be prepared for the process.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Peyton, it's happening. We're finally being recognized for being very online.
It's about damn time. I mean, it's hard work being this opinionated.
And correct.
You're such a Leo.
All the time. So if you're looking for a home for your worst opinions,
if you're a hater first and a lover of pop culture second,
then join me, Hunter Harris.
And me, Peyton Dix, the host of Wondery's newest podcast, Let Me Say This.
As beacons of truth and connoisseurs of mess, we are scouring the depths of the internet so you don't have to.
We're obviously talking about the biggest gossip and celebrity news.
Like, it's not a question of if Drake got his body done, but when.
You are so messy for that, but we will be giving you the B-sides, don't you worry. The deep cuts, the niche, the obscure.
Like that one photo of Nicole Kidman after she finalized her divorce from Tom Cruise.
Mother, a mother to many. Follow Let Me Say This on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to episodes everywhere on May 22nd, or you can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app on Apple Podcasts.
So then he is telling, now he's telling the deckies, okay, you guys are going to the beach, but I'm not. So figure out games. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
They're like, okay. And he's like, yeah, there wasn't any time to skate anything. Makes me a little nervous because, you know, still getting to know my team. And I mean, sometimes you just have to micromanage, and micromanaging is not the way to do it. Otherwise, I prefer to put my trust in my team. Da, 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 da. It's like, he's weird because he micromanages and yet also is incredibly hands-off at the same time. Right, he's just like shoving stuff that he doesn't want to do onto them, and then he's micromanaging them.
He's not micromanaging. He's just not doing anything, and then walking around going, "Are you sure you're not doing that right? Are you sure that, like, are you blowing it up? Are you blowing things up? Or are you not blowing things up?" It's like,
yeah, he's doing the thing.
It's like, well, I'm already doing the work.
He's doing the thing where the person who owns the restaurant, like, who never is there, comes in like once per month and then like starts like asking lots of fussy questions,
yeah,
because to compensate for the fact that they're never there
and to prove that they, yeah, are worthy and they do something. So then now we see Gail. She's like,
so was it the Greek Olympics? Because I was thinking maybe we look up what that entails.
And he's like, no, the primary will tell us what to do, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
So she's actually making an effort. So not only are you not doing shit, you're discouraging the team from doing shit. See, that's not micromanaging. That's just, he's bad. He's, yeah, just bad.
Yeah. I'm lost because I started getting distracted by the blotch of white that's happening on our screen right here.
Oh, so we're right here.
Okay.
So basically everyone starts getting stuff together. And so now Brie is talking about how Joe's like super fucking hot because Joe's flirting with Brie. And they're like, LOL. He's like, brr, Brie, brr. Brie.
He's like, can I take that sunglass frame out of your ankle right now? Oh, Joe, stop flirting with me. And then, but then he turns to Ellie and he's like, oh, I love your eyes. And she's like, oh, what about my eyes? They're glittering today. She's like, oh, I would not kick Joe out of bed.
So then Jono's cooking, people are getting the tender, getting ready to go over, and the guests are wanting to go in the tender, but they can't. So they're doing that guest thing where they're like, When do we go? Are we ready to go? Are we ready to go? We're ready to go? We're going to the tender now? We're going to the... Nope. Okay. Well, we'll just wait over here. Okay. Well, we've been waiting 15 minutes to go on the tender. Why are we just waiting to go on the tender? Why are we always waiting to... You're on a boat.
Yeah.
You're already on a boat. Just be happy you're on a boat.
That's it. Okay? You're on a yacht.
You're like 5 seconds from a hot tub. Just sit in the hot tub until it's time to go.
Just do something. I'll have a cocktail. Do anything other than that. I it's always funny. I wonder if the producers make them just like sit there when it's like, okay, you're going on a beach excursion, so you all have to sit on this deck. Because I feel like I would just occupy myself with whatever else I was doing on the yacht.
You'd be scrolling on the phone or whatever, like, you know, laying down. I mean, I get it because they're waiting for the staff to tell them what to do. And I was wondering too, like, is it when we've gone to Top Chef before and they make you just stand in a holding pen forever and you're just like waiting for hours and then they're like, okay, we're ready for you. And they shuffle you in there like a bunch of cattle, you know?
Because if you think about it, if you're on a yacht, you're just sort of sitting around having cocktails. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe I stopped my sitting around having cocktails to sit over here and sit around and have cocktails instead.
It's it's you're so doing hard.
The same thing.
Well, even like if you think about it, the beach picnics, it's like, wow, okay, so now you're traveling to a different location to sit in dirt and eat the same lunch you would have had on this luxury yacht right back there with better toys. Yeah,
I don't think I would actually, if I were on a yacht, I don't think I'd even request a beach picnic.
Beach picnics suck.
Why would I want that? Okay, first of all, I'd be sitting in less comfortable chairs. And I would have sand in my food. The food probably wouldn't be as good because it has to travel across the way to get there. I don't see any
value. I'm sorry. What are you eating? Bravery? I'm sorry. I thought you said you had sandy in your food. But go ahead. Not all of us have gold medals, but we do have pirate conquests under our belts. So basically it's a mess over there because Ian has not staffed this properly and nobody can set up in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So yeah. So now the guests are like, but do we get to go? Do we get to go? So now Joe and Gail are trying to set up, but they know they're fucked, right? Because they have nothing. Like
They have nothing. And then they're talking and on top of that, it looks like it's blazing hot. And they're Joe and Gail are both saying how God, they really need some water. They're like dying for the water. And meanwhile, it cuts to Ian just drinking and drinking and drinking water in the kitchen. Another thing that happened here too is that there's some sort of like little trolley device that Ian asks Nathan to get. And it's like, what's it called? Like the four square or the four rail or something like that. And Nathan goes to get it and Ian's like, oh yeah, it's like it's upstairs. It's in the closet. And Nathan's like, yeah, I know where it is. I get it like every single day. You don't have to tell me. So they're getting really annoyed. But it turns out that like little trolley thing is something that would have helped
the Joe. Four-beak.
The four-beak? What? The four?
Yeah. He says, Nathan, the trolleys are in the four-peak. So the four-peak is a part of the boat. And so he goes, go get that from the four-peak. That's on the bow. And he's like, I'm not stupid. I know where the four-peak is. Yeah. He's like, well, I thought you went up to the sun deck. And he's like, I'm on the four-peak nonstop. This guy's got to stop micromanaging.
But also, this is so disorganized because the four-peak, I mean, the trolleys is what Gail and Joe need to move things to the beach because it seems like the tender docks in one place. They have to walk through down some path, some public path with all this stuff. So they're dying. But why weren't they given the trolley to help them with their stuff?
Here's my question. I wonder if four-peaks have better feeling sex than just regular peaks.
Or what about four valleys? You know, that way you've got your peaks and your valleys. Or as I like to call them, Sandy's and Norma's.
So four-peak fight, guys. Big four-peak fight. So then the guests are like, do we get to go on the tenor? We're going on the tenor. No, still don't get to go. Aisha, when do we get to go on the tenor? I've won gold medals. She's like, hold on. Let me ask. Can I go on the tender? And they're like, 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, they can go on the tender. It's like, 5 minutes. You can go on the tender. Did things slow down or is Aisha?
I'm talking more slowly to feel the
I mean, we've been waiting so long, I could have won another Grand Slam at this point. Am I right, ladies? You guys know what I'm talking about. You guys have all won Grand Slams. No, you haven't? Oh, never mind. I always forget I'm the only one here.
Sometimes I forget that I'm a tennis champion talking to a bunch of pickleballs. You know what I mean?
Oh, look at you guys sitting on regular chairs. I just, you know, do a wall squat and I'm set.
So now they're like, okay, it's been 5 minutes. Send them to the beach.
So
they just Ian just radios over like, okay, the guests are on their way to the beach, and they're like, what the fuck, bro, you can't just send the guests over, we're not ready, you know. And they're like, this guy sucks, I hate this guy. So now they all officially hate Ian.
Wait, remind me, I'm gonna scroll up here for a second. When Ian, like, Aisha was like, when can they get on, and Ian was like, it'll be in 5 minutes. Did Ian just decide?
Yeah, he just decided
5 minutes. He didn't check in to be like, how are you guys doing? No. He just was
radio them. He just radioed and said, they're on their way.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, this guy's...
He's like, yeah, they're on their way.
And I feel bad because usually the guys that you hate are so hateable. Like, Below Deck really does cast some villains and you're just like, what a pig. Like, I hate this fucking guy. And they give you a million reasons to hate a person. This one, they're actually using kind of nice people and then making you hate them. And it's conflicting. Like, Jono... I like Jono. I really don't hate Jono, but the show is making me not like him, and I don't like it. And then this guy, Ian, seems very nice. Then, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I like Wanda nice to him, but I don't know. It's not making... I like a more easily defined villain.
Yeah, like when you know that they're inept from the beginning, you know? Yeah. So,
and evil. I want them to be inept and evil, not just inept. I'd like terrible mixed with terrible. I don't like good mixed with terrible. It's too complex. It's too nuanced.
Yeah. So now the guests are just coming over. I'm sorry. I meant the champion and the guests are on their way over, and not literally nothing is set up. There's just like tent, like bars in the sand, unfolded chairs.
They're everything. Also at a public park, which is super weird. Like, why aren't they at a private beach? Like, they're literally mixing with the
hoi polloi.
Yeah, which I still think sounds fancy, hoi polloi.
I know, hoi polloi sounds like it's like the it's the exact opposite. It's
a pool.
It's the non-Gigi Fernandez's. It's the non-champions, the people who've never won gold medals.
Yesterday in a recap, I said, those are like Ross Dress for Less people. Like, I'm above it. I am a Ross Dress for Less person. I actually thought of that last night when I was going to sleep and thinking about the stupid shit I did during the day. I was like, why would I say Ross Dress for Less people? Like, it's a bad thing. Those are my people.
Yeah.
I just totally kicked my own people in the nuts for some terrible joke that didn't even land.
I remember you said it, but I don't remember in which episode
and why either. You said it. I don't either. I just remembered it right before I went to bed and thought, you're a real cop fitness, Ronnie. You really have gone too far this time.
The amount of things that we throw at the wall, you know, sometimes, you know, sometimes the joke comes out before the thinking happens. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So, Gail, they're pissed. They're like, what's wrong with this fucking idiot guy, right? So then, Aisha's like, oh my God, what a shit show. So meanwhile, they're going to help them set up. So they get there and everybody's scrambling.
And by the way, none of the events are set up, which, by the way, I think is a blessing in disguise, because I really can't stand not only the beach picnic, but the beach picnic with like built-in activities and competitions. And like, if this was supposed to be a Gigi Fernandez plays against the crew sort of situation, and we had to miss that because they didn't have time to set it up, I'm okay with that. I really am okay. I don't, if I'm a guest on a boat, honestly, I'm not interested in playing fake Olympics against the crew. No offense. I just don't want to do it. I don't want to play games with people I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I do, especially when it's like a luxury thing and you're like, oh my God, I'm being charged $50,000 to play with the staff. Like, what the hell?
I know. I just want to like mind my own business. I want to hang out with my friends, and I want to just like, I probably just want to drink and hang out and eat food. And like, if I can sneak a board game onto the boat, I will do it.
So they're trying to tap dance basically and keep this going, which really, I get it, but all, like we said before, all they have to do is eat on dirt. So, you know, sometimes you just need to simplify things in your head and be like, well, there's food and there's dirt. We won. So now we go to the kitchen and Jono's in there preparing his lobster. And he's like, I've been doubting myself all morning, but there's no time to process that disappointment in a way that a normal human in a normal work environment would process it. So I've got to put it into a box so I can focus on the meals that are still yet. This guy talks in psychological terms that are so intense. And I think that's a problem with the current workforce. think it's a problem. This is not about your fucking emotions, okay? You don't need to learn how to process your emotions. Do a better job, okay?
I just like when he says, like, there's no time to process the disappointment the way a normal human in a normal work environment would. You are a normal human, and you are in a normal work environment. I mean, like, there's what makes this unnormal? It's a restaurant. It's you're in a kitchen. You're cooking food for people. You're in your kitchen. It's okay.
Yeah. It's like, if only this were a normal situation. I was like, it is. You're working at your job right now. Process it. Here's how you process your emotions, sir. Cook an egg and keep it warm.
Here's the thing. If your workplace were on fire and you still had to make this lunch, that's not a normal workplace. But it's not. You're just at your workplace and you have your responsibilities and you just have to do them.
He's like, I really need to wrap my emotion in a box and just get on with it. Cook a fucking meal, dude. Make my salad and shut up. So the crew is setting up the table for lunch still, and Joe's putting sunscreen on a guest's back, probably because my grandfather used to do it. My grandfather was really into sunscreen, and I don't want to disappoint old grandpappy.
But he wouldn't put it on someone's back that had a tattoo.
So he's like, no one told us the guests were on the way, Aisha. She's like, well, it's our first beach picnic, but we'll get it together. We'll be busy next time.
Gigi's like, so is lunch here or is it coming later? I just want to know when I should prepare my taste buds to be utterly disgusting.
I just wanted to know when the inappropriate cardamom was going to attack my senses.
I just want to be prepared for some dry, quote-unquote, deconstructed pound cake.
Cold eggs are easier to deal with if I know they're coming. So just, can we?
I just hope the cold eggs arrive now so they have some time to heat up in this sun.
So Aisha's like, oh, it's coming at 2:30, but Gail's got games, don't you, Gail? Gail, we're so proud of Gail. Really are. Go, Gail.
So Gail's setting up a volleyball net, and of course Gigi's like, oh, looks a lot like a tennis net, not so much a volleyball net, which is good because I'm kind of a tennis champion. I don't know if you heard, I've got a gold medal in tennis. I could do beach tennis. We could do it.
We can do, and Gail's like, we could do volleyball. We could do a long jump and...
oh, the poor long jump situation.
Nathan's complaining, like, oh my god, he really fucked up. Ian really fucked up. So they're trying to scramble for games. So then Joe's just like, well, we've got a volleyball, so let's have a little play.
Yeah, so they're gonna play some volleyball, even if the net, Gigi's like, I don't think this net is at regulation volleyball height. I'm just gonna say it's like, yeah, you're playing beach volleyball on a yacht picnic, okay? Just hit the ball over the net.
I usually tune out at this point where they start like playing wacky games because I hate this shit. Like, I hate it in real life. I hate it on TV. I just don't like it. So normally I tune out, but I did watch this because I wanted to see if someone was going to fucking pelt Gigi in the head with a volleyball. I was like, please just let someone take their revenge.
Rabbi Deb, I know you have it in you. Come on, get her. Get her, Rabbi Deb. Because
you know they're all so fucking sick of hearing Gigi and her gold medalist bullshit.
Yeah.
So I just wanted them to be like, sorry, Gigi, did I hit you in the head again? God, you take the ball again, Jennifer. I just can't be trusted. Boom. Ow, I'm a gold medalist. I'm sorry, Gigi. Jennifer. You hit her in the same spot I did.
So they're playing volleyball, and then they're doing that, and then I think at one point, oh, then the trolleys arrive. Now after they set up everything, the trolleys finally show up on shore. So thanks a lot, Ian, for getting those to shore at a suitable time. You know, and he brings them over when there's like literally like a bag of goldfish to bring.
Isn't that like a real trolley though? Like, do trolleys ever show up anywhere? Have you ever tried to take a trolley? They don't show up. I'm telling you, trolleys never come on time. That's why they're outdated and people replace them with buses.
That's why Leanne Locken slapped one. She's like, late coming trolley.
Late comer. Late comers or early goers. Got it, bitch.
So, volleyball is still happening. Joe and Nathan take off their shirts. And then there's like a... Is this where there's like a long jump? Oh, yeah. The final event is the long jump. This was funny because I think it was Rabbi Deb who goes running up to do her long jump. And she goes like literally like, I don't know, 6 inches. Rabbi Deb does, she doesn't have the long jump in her. Let's just say that.
It's a short jump, Deb.
Yeah.
Rabbi short jump.
Rabbi short jump. Rabbi not Carl Lewis.
She had her short mitzvah.
Passover, in this case, was like literally Passover an inch. No rush, Hashanah.
The no pass.
Over.
So, final event, long time. Okay, sure, so then enough. Captain Sandy's like, Ellie, how are they doing? Are they enjoying it? Were they enjoying it? Tell me everything. Did Gigi talk about being a gold medal winner? I hope she gets that on TV. That's an important part of her journey.
Okay, hey, Ian. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Okay, this is a little bit of a surprise. It's a little off-brand for me, but set up all the toys. I want it to look like a resort.
Are you cold? Do you want me to turn the air up a little bit? You're all tucked into your shirt right now.
I'm cold.
Yeah, I'll turn the air up. It's okay.
No, you don't have to. I can tuck it in my
has,
shirt.
Okay, for those, this is why you should watch Krampus on Demand, because you can watch Ronnie. Ronnie has quietly brought all his arms. He's turned. Of course, I'm okay.
Here. I'm covering myself with my arm flaps like an animal. I'm like an animal in the wild. I'm moving my arm flaps from under my arm to over my arm to cover my nipples.
You know, it's so funny.
That's a good thing about loose skin. You can use it like a blanket. It's nice to think about, guys.
I raised the temperature. You know,
it's so sweet. You did it on your phone. I mean, so fancy.
I mean, you know, like this is a super yacht. And if you need the temperature put up, you got to use your phone to do it. Like, we got modern amenities down here. It's called a Google Nest.
Yeah.
A Nest, is also how someone describes Norma's home. It's just a big twiggy nest.
Also, what's funny, that's how they describe her hair. Poor Norma. Norma sees a girl ready to go to prom. Everyone else sees Norma in her nest, you know? And let me tell you, if the landscapers were over here, they wouldn't have trimmed around that mess.
No, okay. No, that's one nest that's not getting saved. God, I wish it were trimmed once. So
that nest would have been incinerated. Okay, so how's it going? They're enjoying. Get in the toys.
Put the toys out. I want this yacht to look like a resort. I'm like, it does. It's a yacht.
No. Not like Norma at prom. Not last resort. Just a regular resort.
They're going to be so happy when they get on here. Here, let's put Gigi's gold medal right here on the slide. Okay, perfect. She'll love it.
So they come back and they're complimenting the food. So
they like the food. They like the moussaka.
That's confusing. So then finally Joe and Nathan and Gail are resting a little bit. And they're like, you know, that sucked. But you live, you learn type of thing. But they're like, fuck Ian. I hate Ian. And then Joe's like, I'm real pissed at Ian. But he's delegated me his lead deckhand. I've got to show respect to him. Because the only male figure who ever taught me respect...
is my grandpapa. I love my
grandpa. My granddad, he showed me respect. Unless someone has a tattoo. In that case, no respect for them. They are just wanton sluts.
Yeah. But I really want to speak with him, but I don't want to step on his toes.
Unless they're tattooed toes.
In which case, I'll chop those toes up and feed them to the sharks.
Do it all for granddad.
I do it for grandpapa.
Oh, granddada.
Okay, so Aisha's like,
oh, thanks for the hustle. I know you were chucked into the deep end. Are you guys okay?
They're like, no, we're dying.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Keke Palmer, your favorite quadruple threat actor, singer, dancer, and my new role, podcaster. My podcast, Baby, This is Keke Palmer, is blowing up, y'all. Because every episode, I bring on an icon. Like when John Stamos and I talked about internet trolls hating on Disney adults. Or when Jordan Peele explained why we love scary movies, even though the world is already creepy as fuck. Tune in to learn a little and laugh a lot. Because your girl keeps it real. Listen on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
So, anyway, the guests are really happy with all the food and everything. So it looks like maybe you know, Jono's turning things around. Like, maybe it was just a false alarm last episode, you know?
So then Aisha's talking to Ian, and she's like, okay, so, you know, whenever there's something in the preference sheet that says Beach Olympics, you need to organize that. Yeah. And he's like, no, because they just arrived and they're guests. And she's like, no. You need to organize that. Let's improve that for the next time. Okay.
And then she gives him that like little get out of jail free card thing that people do. It's like, you know,
it's all just like a miscommunication, you know? It's like they said what they wanted and you didn't listen at all. Just a little miscommunication. And like, that's, you know, just a preview for next time.
But this is what's so infuriating about people like this guy. He never admits that it was wrong. He's like, no, that's what we're supposed to do because the guests weren't there yet. So,
yeah.
And then she makes an excuse and lets him off the hook without him ever even realizing. I mean,
and the thing is that like the deckies, they can't like they can't get justice in this situation. Like they can't complain to Captain Sandy because that's like tattling. It's not cool. They can't call. They can't complain about it at the meeting because that's calling him out. They just have to like, you know, they did all this work that was really above and beyond. They're not going to get the recognition from the captain, and it really sucks.
Well, I'll tell you who is going to get recognition. Okay. Her name is Gigi. She's a Fernandez. She's got gold medals and grand slams. Boom. Yeah. Slam. Whoa. That was a grand slam. You just got grand slammed. Am I right, Gigi?
God, is there anything that she can't do, right? Aside from fix Norma's hair? No one can do that. Not even Gigi Fernandez. Yeah. Hashtag next.
So then Aisha goes into the chef and she's like, what's up, bad bitch? The guests love the lunch. And he's like, good.
He's like, I knew they would.
Good. Yeah, he's just like, thanks a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, a normal person would be happy right now, but when you're like sort of a super person, mm-hmm. you just take it and go on.
No.
So they're all back and everything, and Ian's were like joking with Nathan, like, he's like, it's like, really, he's nervous, you guys were tired and starving. And Nathan's like, we are starving.
And then he's like, when you're working on decks, you know, that's your job, but you're going to do things that maybe will frustrate you. But when I was on a boat and we were in Turkey, you know, I had to climb up on super sharp, really big rocks to tie lines around it. And you know what? I didn't complain. I just got it done.
Yeah. By the way, I guarantee you did complain. Okay. I guarantee you complained. And he also probably had a better supervisor. So there's that too.
So now Aisha's, hi, it's Aisha from The Mystique. I'm sorry, stop laughing. I've called here 5 times. I know the name is stupid, but I can't help it.
Can you find a Greek folk dance instructor? No, not near Bardolas. No, I want a real one. Thank you.
I love that even in Greece, they're just like, Neovardalos.
Can we have someone to read some Greek poetry?
We have Neovardalos here.
No! We've used her 6 times already.
You sent her to do Greek flamenco last week. Please, not more Vardalos.
We have Angie Katsunevas.
No!
I'm surprised. I wonder if Angie K is going to be a guest on Below Deck this season. That would actually make sense.
Oh, I don't know. I am Greek.
I am Greek. I think she's in Greece right now, in fact. That's how I saw
it. Yeah, I saw it on the
glasses. I am Greek in Greece.
So they're like, would you also maybe like us to bring some plates for smashing while you are, you know, going on a stereotype assassin?
Yes, I would love some plates.
What am I trying to say?
Could you also give us some, you know, food just in case dinner's crap tonight? Just some baklava, that'd be great.
Listen, if you're going to have us crash some plates, then you can send me Vardalo so I can crash him on her goddamn head and you'll stop sending her over here already.
I do love that one Greek song. You know that one? It's like that tradition. You know that like traditional Greek song is like dun, 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 and it gets faster and faster. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, you know what Greek song I love?
That's Russian, no? Is that from Tetris?
No, you're just doing the Tetris theme song. That's not what I was singing at all. And that was not quite.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Yeah. So the guests are sitting down, some water toys, some are, you know, wondering why they haven't won a gold medal. You know, it's normal stuff.
The usual. Some are telling stories about beating Steffi Graf in a tennis match. Others are telling stories about going to the supermarket. So,
so now Chef's talking about dinner, and he's going to have a gazpacho and a seafood pasta. And Breeze, she has a cute relationship with him. She's like, nice, I know you're going to kill it because you always do. And he's like, I hope so. And he's like, there's a lot going on with this dinner because not only is it Captain Sandy joining, but it's their last meal on the boat. So much to be proved. And being self-taught. If someone asks me to make something I've never made before, I'm going to do it. But if I'm going to make a mistake and the captain picks up on that mistake, your job is at risk. It's getting hot. It's getting hot in here.
Like, ooh. 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 Wow, I hope he can clear that gazpacho hurdle. One of the most...
It's a rough one.
You know.
But also, like, learn to make at least one cake. You know what I mean?
Or, yeah.
Like one.
Yeah.
Or an egg.
Yeah. Or, like, honestly... Like, it's really not, I mean, gazpacho is going to be the challenge here. I don't understand. I love gazpacho. I have a treasured gazpacho recipe that I make every time around this time. I should actually make it for you. Now that you live here, I'll make the gazpacho.
Well, I love a gazpacho.
But it's just like pureed vegetables, basically. I mean, no, it's more than that. I don't want to diminish from like the centuries of tradition that go into gazpacho, but it's also, this is not the same. It's like really, it's not like making, you know, some elaborate bisque or chowder. It's basically just vegetables.
Lovely. Right? Sounds great. I'm going to do it. So Ian is asking about rinsing off bags and Aisha's checking Aubrey. And the guests are swimming, and it's just like a fun time. So then Gail and Nathan are flirting with strawberries, and then Captain Sandy checks in on Chef Jono. She's like, hey, how are you? Terrible. I'm just kidding. Why did I answer for you? Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. It's just sometimes I'm psychic. Gigi Fernandez is going to win a gold slam. Just kidding. That already happened. I'm psychic of things in the past. Norma didn't get asked to prom. How's it going down here?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, it's great. You know, there's going to be a seafood pasta and there's a gazpacho. She's like, awesome. I can't wait to see the different ways you mess those up. Looking forward to it.
You know what's good about gazpacho? It's not made to order.
I know.
Good for you.
So then the dancers are going to be arriving soon. So Aisha's telling Ian about that.
Can I just say, this is another thing I don't want about. If I'm eating dinner, I don't want you to send out some old man to dance in a circle. Can you not? Can I just eat? You know what I mean? I hate that. Or like when, like, do they come up to your table and just start dancing and put out a hat? I'm not tipping you.
Well,
I mean, you didn't even bring my gazpacho. Get the fuck out of here, sir. Okay, I'm trying to eat dinner.
Right. I don't like a busker while I'm eating. I don't need that. I don't want someone coming up to my table. When I remember going to like the Saddle Ranch here in Los Angeles, and a guy would come by with a guitar and start singing.
Speaking of fine dining, right?
But I don't want that. But to be fair, this Greek folk dance guy was after dinner. It was after dinner entertainment.
Yeah, after dinner I can leave. You know what I mean? I can be like, right. Oh, sorry, that gazpacho didn't agree with me. Whatever, I can run away. But like during dinner, I'm stuck there. People don't want to get up. Nobody wants to see anybody. And it's not Greek dancing. It's like any kind of dance. Keep your river dance out of my face.
I don't want Michael Flatley after dinner. That's for sure.
Your shuffle ball change. Chest.
No.
I don't care what it is.
I don't want that.
Yeah, I don't want it.
So anyway, everyone's getting ready for dinner and everything. And there's some cabin cleaning that's happening. And so now everyone's sitting down and having dinner. So now Jono, they present this first course, which is gazpacho. And so every time that Gigi eats something, the music just goes away. It just becomes silent, which is hilarious. And so, you know, he's on a roll. He did a good moussaka. So now here comes gazpacho. And Gigi's eating it. And he's like... She's like, what is that spice? Did you put cardamom in the gazpacho? Please tell me you didn't put cardamom in this too, please.
And he's like, well, I added a bit of ginger. Maybe that's what you're tasting. And she's like, is that nutmeg?
No nutmeg.
Is that? Oh, I think I know what I'm tasting that I don't like. Losing. Is there losing in here? I'm not really familiar with this flavor, but every now and then I've heard that it can happen to people, especially against me.
Is it something that I hope happens to me every time I go to the liquor store? Cardamom.
You know what I find always makes a soup taste better? Steffi Graf's tears. Could you put some?
Delicious.
They're delicious. I really experience them all the time.
Yeah. He's like, no cardamom, but it's the first time I ever made this, and I followed someone's grandma's recipe or something, and it seemed authentic. Interesting.
Could you pitch your stuff? Don't say I followed someone's grandma's recipe or something, and don't say it's the first time I made it either. Just say,
because that means you didn't. I mean, at least because Captain Sandy's like, why would you say grandma's something? No one wants to hear grandma when you're eating cheese. But I think that would be good if he's like, oh, it's an old grandmother recipe. Exactly.
I was doing my research.
Like, oh, it's some grandma or something.
Yeah, don't say grandma or something. Say, you know what? I was doing research because I was doing lots of research on gazpacho, and I found this really unique recipe that came from a writer's grandmother that was lived up in the hills above Athens. Yeah,
you know what you need to say? I got this from Nia motherfucking Vardalos.
See, here's what you got to say. Billie Jean King gave me this recipe, okay?
Here's what you need to say. None of your goddamn business, you gold medal grand slammer.
Okay? Or just say it's your grandmother's recipe. Say, oh, this is my grandmother's recipe, because then Gigi Fernandez can't be.
Yeah, she can't be like, fuck your grandma and her shitty cardamom.
Yeah, be like, yeah, I went on to delish.com. Which, by the way, recipes on delish.com are terrible. It's like, yeah, I went to all recipes and I found someone grandma. I don't know. Because, by the way, ginger.
Delish is not good.
Ginger, there's no place for ginger in a gazpacho. I can be proven wrong.
Well, it could be a, what do I use ginger for?
I think ginger in gazpacho is a strange choice.
I mean, I guess I only really use ginger for sushi or for peanut dressing when I make peanut dressing.
I'm open to ginger being in a gazpacho. It would have to be a fusion gazpacho. Yeah. But I think gazpacho is tomato-y. It's just a bright, acidic thing. And I mean, ginger obviously works well with that. But it's just a surprising thing. Ginger is just not what I would go to for a gazpacho.
Okay, so she's trying to figure it out, right? And then the captain's like, yeah, don't say you Googled it. You know, people don't like to hear that in fine dining. You know, here's what they say. When they say, what's that spice? You say, there's water, toys in the water right now. That's what you say. Okay.
When they say, what's that unique spice? Say, I don't know, but I'm sure it tastes a lot better than whatever Norma's making tonight. Am I right?
You know what Norma's eating tonight? Loneliness. Okay. Norma's having a cold grilled cheese that she made for breakfast, but just didn't have the stomach for because she was so depressed looking around her empty apartment, wondering why there was cat hair everywhere when her cats ran away 3 months ago.
You know what Norma's eating tonight? Conditioner, which explains why it's not being used in her hair.
You know what Norma's gazpacho is? White rain.
Okay. BO5.
Okay, so now they're setting up for Greek dancing, and Jono's complaining about being tired, and Ellie's like, just push through, it's what I told the Barbies when they were trying to get out from their crumbled cardboard Barbie mansion I made them.
Push through, it's also what I told Brie when she fell through a window in guest cabin. Just push through and come out the other side, we'll get you on the deck.
So Joe's like, yeah, she's right. Just have a couple of Red Bulls like us. She's like, look at us. We are psychos. He's like, yeah, me and you, you're more than a psycho to me. And she's like, oh, for sure, me. I see it in your eyes. Oh, yes, that's what makes me good in bed. I'm psycho. Yes.
Seeing Ellie and Joe flirting just makes me feel awkward. She's my main bee, you know, my roommate. But yeah, you really have to do this in front of me, especially when I still have sunglasses stuck in my foot.
So then basically the flirt is getting, the threesome is getting awkward. Dun, yes. Dun, dun.
Time for, okay, well, it's good time to serve the guests, but Gigi is telling a story. And so I actually like Gigi's story. She's like, okay, guys, so I was, you know, I was at the Olympics. I mean, you all know, you've been in the Olympics, right? No, Rabbi Deb? No. Trampoline, maybe? No? Okay. Well,
Rabbi, you know what? It's kind of like when you're at temple and you're standing up there and you're, you know, religious stuff. I'm just kidding. It's nothing like that. Did it feel good relating to me for a second? Okay, I'm taking that gift away.
Rabbi Deb, imagine, okay, you're at synagogue, but it's a synagogue that only a very few people in the world are allowed to go to. Yeah. And you have to work really hard. And if you can't get into it, you're kind of a failure. Have you ever been to a synagogue like that? No? Okay, Rabbi Deb. Okay. Well, I went to that, but it was called the Olympics.
Oh, but You basically eat, breathe, and live bat mitzvahs, don't you, Rabbi? Oh, no, that's a snot mitzvah, because it's running down your nose right now, you mouth breather.
Rabbi Deb, imagine doing all those bar and bat mitzvahs and even a few b'nai mitzvahs, and you still can't get into the best synagogue in the world. Man, wow. That must be what it's like for you. Anyway, so I was in the Olympics, and I'm with Mary Jo Fernandez, who we all agree is the worst Fernandez, right? And
even worse than the brothers who killed their parents.
Although, now that I think about that, those were the Menendez.
True.
Those were the Rabbi Debs.
She's the worst with any Menendez at the end.
The Menendezes, we all know, are the Rabbi Debs of the Menendez peoples. So,
sorry, Rabbi Deb.
Sorry, Rabbi Deb. Anyway, so here I am. So Mary Jo Fernandez she's fucking up. Of course she is. But then I miss a serve. Because, of course, I'm thinking about you, Rabbi Deb. No offense. I thought about you, and I laughed. So I miss this serve. And then these two people come and sit down in the middle of my second serve. I'm like, what the fuck are these people doing? And I said, Mary Jo, who the fuck are these people? They can't even get into the Olympics, and they're going to sit down in the middle of my serve. They were, get this, Rabbi Deb, they were the king and queen of Spain. Can you believe it? Okay, so what royalty have you done things in front of?
God, she's so fucking obnoxious. Who hangs out with this person in real life? She is one of the most obnoxious fucking people. She never shuts up about herself.
I know, although I did like the story. I like that she was like, fuck these people. It was the king and the queen.
God, so weird. So then the main course is served, and it's a fresh pasta with cacio e pepe. And some delicious jumbo tiger prawn and seared scallops.
There's that spice again. What is that spice? Is this? Oh, I think I know what it is. It's just been, this is what things taste like when they go by Rabbi Deb. They just sort of lose some value, don't they? They just become a little worse.
What is that? And Captain Sandy goes, oh, it's the spice you don't like. Is that what it is, Cheech? And one of the guests goes, yeah, it's not really agreeing with her palate. She goes, who's? With whose palate? I'm like, yours, Gigi. She goes, yeah, it's really not. It's really not.
And she's covering her mouth to show how disgusting it is. She's like, I don't want people to see that I'm about to spit this out.
So then the oven's beeping and Jono's taking out something very brown. And he's like, oh, God, I can already see these are burnt.
He overcooked his lava cakes. Okay, first of all, if you served chocolate pound cake last night, why are you serving chocolate lava cake tonight? You got to mix it up. It should be a tart or some sort of, I don't know, like it should not be a chocolate
lava cake. Your cake last night was wrong because you had to call it deconstructed.
Yeah.
And now you're overcooking a cake. And you're also, just hopeless.
And also, I have to say, Ronnie, one of my pet peeves, this is a very specific pet peeve, I hate ordering a lava cake that is overcooked. Because
it's just cake.
Yeah, the whole point of the lava cake is that the goo is supposed to come out, and it tastes, has a different flavor when it's in the goo shape and goo form. And so to just get a hockey puck of chocolate cake, it's just,
don't call it lava cake. Change the name of it last minute to being like cake. Hey everybody, I'm serving cake.
Or an overly constructed lava cake. Or how about
constructed.
A lava cake after the volcano went off and the lava turned into stone.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's not looking good. And Captain Sandy's like, this is a super yacht and the food shouldn't just be okay. It should be excellent. Jono is basically cooking wind. He's cooking wind.
He is. Okay. And by the way, and let's not talk about the fact that the freezer, I guess, malfunctioned, so we served melty coffee ice cream with it. Which, again, the scoop of ice cream in the cake, it's literally the same thing you did last night. At that point, Ronnie, you know what I would have done? I would have just, like, left the boat. No, but I would have, like, poked holes in the cakes and made some sort of, like, drizzle. Like maybe a citrus drizzle, like maybe an orange syrup or some sort of syrups that way it could soak in so it could moisten the cake and also give it flavor and some complexity.
I would have just put my head in the sink and then started flailing my arms and being like, until they pulled me out. And I was like, I can't live anymore. I've messed up the lava cake. And they're like, guys, Ronnie just tried to drown himself in the sink. Compliment his cake. And then they'd be like, Ronnie, your cake was kind of good. And I'd be like, thank you, guys. I mean, it's no gold medal winner. And Gigi would have been like, that's right, Ronnie.
He should have called. He should have, if he had some, actually, if he were smart, he would have. I'm sure they have gold leaf on the super yacht. Put gold leaf on top of those pucks, and guess what you got?
Wrap them. He should have wrapped him in gold leaf and been like, everybody's got a gold medal today.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, no. He could have just given the gold one to Gigi and then given everybody else an unwrapped one. Said Gigi's got the gold medal again.
Everyone else literally has circle turns.
Yeah. That would have been good.
Really anything. Or like, yeah. But actually, he really should have just like gold wrapped those lava cakes, even if they had turned out properly.
So now Ellie's checking on laundry and Bree's like, it's good. It's good. We're almost done. Hurricane Bree and Ellie coming through. And Ellie's like, Brie Lena. We're such good friends.
But keep your hand off my man, you bitch. No.
This will be a totally sustainable friendship.
We have a couple name now. Surely it will work out. Brangelina, for example.
So this is the Gigi tells her whole story about Spain. And then Gail and Nathan are flirting because she's having him put on her epaulets. And they're talking about strawberries again. Like, this is really... like, I already don't like strawberries. And this is just making them worse for me.
And it's just cringy now, right? I mean, I've got the
ick. I'm over it.
I've got the ick for this couple. And Gail's, like, so pretty and everything, but, like, I'm icked out now. And also, he's kind of... I still like him, though. Well, I like them both. They're both sweet. But he has monk hair, which I think is funny. Friar hair.
Yeah, right? Because he has...
from, like, Robin Hood.
Right, and because he has a bald spot. And that's okay. You can have a bald spot. I mean, I have one, you know. Famously,
I am a bald spot.
You talk, right, but like he.
If you're not looking at my back,
but because he has a bald spot, but he has like this ring of hair around it, it's literally just like friar hair. He looks like
friar hair.
Paul Bettany in that one movie, you know.
Yeah. There's strawberry flirting and it's just ick. So Gail's like, I definitely feel more and more comfortable with him every moment of the day. And I was like, oh god. Okay, so then we go to Aisha and Ellie and talking about how gross this cake looks.
And so they serve this abomination of a lava cake. And of course everyone's like, no, this is bad. This is really bad.
Gigi basically looks like they just come out and started showering cardamom all over her head.
Yeah, that'd be pretty intense. So Sandy's like, you know what? This entire meal was subpar. Like Norma and Rabbi Deb having a fashion show together. Subpar. Am I right? Sorry, Rabbi Deb, I just brought you into it. I know, but like you're kind of like Gigi's Norma. What can I say?
Now, I would call it subpar, but I actually did know a pair that was very deep underwater one time, like a sub, and I called it the subpar. It was actually the most amazing pear I've ever eaten. And I'm not sure if it's because I couldn't breathe while I swallowed it and just had to swallow it and not breathe. I don't really know what it was, but I'll never forget that subpar.
Sometimes when I go to sleep at night, the last thing I think to myself is, we are living a yellow sub-pear, a yellow sub-pear, a yellow sub-pear.
Tell you what did not come with that sub-pear. Cardamom. Okay, it's time to call Norma. So now the Greek dancers come, and they're literally all Neovartalos, which is crazy. So they do that. And Ellie's like, did you have a conversation about the beach today? And Gail's saying, yes, honestly, I kind of calmed down. I did kind of say to him, like, next time maybe communicate that the guests are coming. You're not getting any strawberries.
Yeah, so they're all Greek dancing. Lots of plates being broken. Every time I see this, I think about that one Three's Company episode where Jack, I think... remember that he like
why have some you know what company you know what episodes I, you know on what? Lately it's weird.
Do you know like 5 days ago Joyce DeWitt was trending on Twitter for no reason? It said Joyce DeWitt trending. I was like, oh my god, she's dead. And then I looked, it was just like, happy 75th birthday Joyce DeWitt, but her birthday was in April. It made no sense. You know what, I'm not even
that gonna... is really weird though, because we've been bringing her up a lot. Joyce DeWitt, watch
call
out
us. Call us.
Joyce DeWitt, watch out, because you're in danger. We've literally brought Joyce DeWitt up like 4 times.
It's scary.
And last time you brought up Justin Timberlake, look what happened. Nothing good, I'll tell you that much.
Be careful. Anyway, the point is this. There was once an episode of Three's Company where they had like a Jack's restaurant. There was like a Greek party and they broke so many dishes that his restaurant went into debt or something. I don't know, something stupid. And I'm going to end it right now. So anyway, they're breaking dishes, breaking it on their heads, breaking it everywhere. I am not breaking a dish on my head. For the record, I'm only gonna break a dish on the floor. I will not break a dish.
Also, don't break a dish on a boat. Like, why people walk barefoot on there? They have to walk barefoot, and you guys are having a dish breaking thing.
Yeah,
I didn't fucking break.
This
I don't like it. And do you know how Greek people are so sick of that shit anyway? They're like, I'm so sick of tourists coming and just crashing things at every bar that they're in here. You know, like, do you know how nice it would be to have carpet in a restaurant? No, we can't do that in Greece. Okay. Yeah.
So meanwhile, with all these broken plates, guess what? There's also a broken glass, because Aisha breaks a glass and she cuts her thumb. And she's like, oh! But Rabbi Deb is there, and Rabbi Deb's like, you know what? I have Band-Aids upstairs. You want me to get you? I can get you a Band-Aid. So Rabbi Deb patches her up, and Rabbi Deb's like, I'll show motherfucking Mary Joe Fernandez and Gigi Fernandez who's the real gold medal winner here in first aid. Thank you very much.
When you're going through it, that's when things happen. But I'll never stop unless they decapitate my thumb. But even then, I'll put an index finger up my bum to see how poop comes out. I'll tell you that much.
So now everybody is, let's just go out.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, what else is there? They're just people dancing.
Breaking plates. Angie Katsunevas, all that stuff. So, and Gail and Nathan are flirting. I don't even want to get into it. But I do want to talk about this scene. So, Bree is in the laundry with Ellie. This is the next morning. I think it's the next day. So, Bree and Ellie are in the laundry. And Bree's like, oh, Ellie, hi. How are you doing? And she's like, you know, I am very proud of you tonight. And they're talking. And Ellie's like, so, what's going on with you and Joe? And Bree's like, nothing. She's like, oh, do you like him? Do you want to? She's like, no, but you said you liked him. But I thought you liked him.
But I thought you liked him. She's like, well, I'm telling you this. I'm not going to be fighting with nobody over boys because I don't see like a future with these boys. And Bree's like, okay, but it's just, she goes, but we're here for fun. And Bree's like, I don't care either. And she's like, yeah, I don't care either. Me neither. I don't care either. I don't care either.
This is not how you figure this stuff out, guys. This is a recipe for disaster. One of you guys should have claimed him. Just do it right, straight up. Be like, I really like him. I'm going to make a play. And because otherwise,
or just both fuck him and use him and then leave him alone. Yeah, that's what exactly. I say.
Or that,
you know what I mean? Just like both of you share him and then be done with them. It's like, no one wants to hear about Joe grandfather stories for the rest of their life. And you know, that's all he talks about.
Yeah.
Eyebrow cream and grandpa stories.
Mm, yeah.
Is eyebrow cream a thing? He'll be like, are my eyebrows down? Grandpa always gave me eyebrow cream every Christmas. Never stopped using it.
He said, don't ever give this to someone who has a tattoo. So basically, both of them don't want to be the bad guy and say, actually, I really like Joe, so hands off. So they're both going to pretend like, yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
So Gigi's packing and everything.
Nathan and Gail are still flirting about strawberries. Still. Like, they literally do it again right now. I can't. It's over. Stop. Stop it, you two. Stop it. So then now it's time to dock. Everybody changes. Then Gigi gives her speech. She's like, this has been a gold-winning couple of days. I'm kidding. Couple of days. I'm the gold winner here. But we did it. We had a mostly amazing time. Okay. But I'm not here to coddle you because guess who I'm not? Your cardamom. Okay. So.
Yeah, you know, it was sort of like... you know, things like the food was okay. It was sort of hit or miss. I mean, it's not very Gigi Fernandez. I'm pretty much just hit and hit, you know, more like Steffi Graf, miss and miss. Am I right, everyone? Okay. So, you know, some things were good. Some things, you know, really Steffi Graf'd it up, missed the mark. But, you know, this tip represents a little bit of that.
Yeah. So you guys sucked. And that's what this tip represents. Okay, Jono, hope you die. Okay. Bye, everybody. Bye. Sorry, bye, Gigi. And so guess what? Captain Sandy goes, guess what, guys? Feedback makes us better. Everybody feel like they were just hugged? Okay. Whoa, that was a mediocrity hug. Loved it. Felt great. Okay, guys, go ahead and go. That's how Norma hugs herself in the morning.
And then Captain Sandy goes down the line and gives them all a high five.
You know, but she skips Jono. Did you see?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Jono's at the front of the line and she's like, okay, everybody, I'm gonna give high five. Whoop, skip Jono. Okay, give a-
everyone else who actually was somewhat adept at their job, you get a high five from me.
People who understand lava cake, put your hands out. Sorry, Jono. Okay.
So they all, like, everyone's sort of like gathering. They're just like changing their reds and stuff. And Aisha's telling Bree and Ellie, like, she's telling Bree that she loves her progress and everything. And it just seems like everything is great in that department. Nothing could possibly go wrong. No man's going to come between any of them.
Okay, guys, tip meeting. Okay. Put hot oil on your tips. Okay. That was for Norma. That was for you, Norma. Okay. Everybody else. Okay, I'm going to start with the deck. Guys, you killed it. We had some issues with the guests and the catamaran. How'd the beach setup go? Amazing. I do not believe you, but guess what? I couldn't see it, so I'm not going to say anything about it, okay?
Jana will discuss the food in the bridge. I'm not going to publicly humiliate you because your food did that for you already. But if anyone didn't hear, his food was terrible. It was so awful that Gigi Fernandez had to say, "Wow, I have not dealt with many losses in my life, but I think I just experienced one." My appetite.
Not only did she have to deal with the loss, she had to digest that loss, everybody. So, okay, Gail set up games. Right. And Nathan's like, Gail did it. She did an amazing job with that. She's like, wow, I don't care. Who's Gail? Right. Okay. So great job, guys. Love how we work together. Thank you. Party last night. Epic. Aisha, you're clapping for yourself. I love it. You deserved it. Okay. $25,000. So wow. Gigi didn't really punish us at all.
Yeah. Well, I guess it probably could have been higher, except for, you know, whose food, am I right? Okay, everyone, don't look at Jono. All right. Okay, everyone give each other high fives, but not Jono. Great.
All right. Anybody want to eat that food again? I'll give you a hint. The answer is in the name of the chef. No.
So now it's time to turn the boat around. People are talking about, like, oh, like Nathan's like, oh, so what do you reckon the story is going to be tonight? And Gail's like, oh, I don't know. Right now I'm pretty exhausted. And he's like, oh, and then Joe's like, oh, I could go out. They're just like talking about, like, what's going to happen tonight?
Yeah. And who's going to hook up? Nathan's like, I think Joe and Ellie are going to hook up. And Gail's like, no, I think Joe and Bree are going to hook up. So dun, 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 what's going to happen? And Joe's just like, well, if one of them wants to play, then one of them wants to play. I mean, they're in the same department. So I don't know. If I can't get one, I can get the other one.
So now Sandy calls Jono to the bridge. And it's like, she's like, okay, so Jono, okay, I did have the food. It was salty. And it was much like Norma's hair, dry. I'm curious, when you had the chef's choice, why would you Norma it up and choose chicken when you could just show them what you can really do?
He's like, I just wanted to see that I could serve all of their preferences, you know, and chicken was the only protein. Some of them didn't want seafood. Some of them didn't want red meat. She goes, you know, it's like Norma. Chicken doesn't belong on a yacht. It's just not cut up for yacht life.
You know, there's a reason why you never see Norma. She has no place on a yacht, much like a chicken breast, okay? You know, you have to make food to satisfy the seafood people, and you gotta give them epic seafood. And then for the not seafood people, a different protein, okay? The plating, I would work on that. Okay, so just off the top of my head, melted ice cream on a flat plate, not a great look, so maybe reconsider that one a little bit.
And he goes, oh yeah, I think that the freezer isn't working. Okay, well, that's a great note to give me now. That was 12 hours ago, that ice cream, but thanks for letting me know. Okay, I'll get someone right on that.
Yeah, well, okay, so we'll get that fixed. And other than that, like,
if Norma can find, Norma's competent enough to find you, surely she's competent enough to find someone who knows how to deal with the freezer. JK, we're never having any ice again on this boat. Okay.
You know, Norma certainly knows how to fix a freezer. It's her favorite thing. Frozen, like her love life. Okay, you know what? I just want to talk about your food sucked last night. Fix it. He goes, no, I appreciate that feedback. I pride myself on, you know, my professionalism. And part of that is being open to criticism, and it's a big part of the job. And you know, I'm like self-trained, and like I think it's really important that people like my food. So if they don't, you know, I want to know why, and I'm happy to improve, you know.
Yeah. But you know, I'm glad that you're willing to change, and you're a very big person for. He's acting like he's doing a favor by taking the criticism. He's like, yeah. You know, I think it's important to listen to criticism. Yeah, it sure is. Do it.
Sandy's like, uh-huh. Well, here's one thing. I'm not going to wait. You know,
You know, I hope I like to give second chances unless it's Hannah Banana. But one thing that I'm not going to do is wait on finding another chef. So just in case he doesn't come through, beep, boop, 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 boop. Hey, Norma. Hey, do you have any chefs available? I need someone on standby. I know you're not really used to standby with your love life because no one's standing by for you, am I right?
Wow. I didn't mean standing against the wall not being asked to dance, but you're pretty good at that. Okay.
Did you hear the rumor about who's coming on as, or did you, were you the one who told me the rumor?
Are you there? Are you set? What? Are you, mad, Dave?
Did you say something, Dave?
Did you say something, Dave? Are you tired, Dave?
Rumor. Oh, also, we were spreading the rumor that Kyle, annoying Kyle, was coming back, but it's not annoying Kyle. It's I've got a big dick, Kyle. Oh, I've got a big dick and I've got a
big dick, Kyle.
Yeah, big dick Kyle coming back.
Wow. Well, yeah, the other rumor is that Mirror Glazes are coming back to the yacht because Dave may be Jono's replacement, but we don't know if it's real
or
not.
Did you say something, Dave?
Just hearing it over the wind across the water. So anyway, yeah, Sandy texts Norma to be like, find me a chef. All right, so now everyone goes out to dinner. It's nighttime, party time. Charcuterie comes to the table and everything. And Jono is just saying he feels, you know, he's like, feels great. He loves feedback, you know, and, you know, he's just going to work through now, this.
Ellie is starting to flirt with Joe, and Bree's watching, and Bree's getting drunk watching it. And she's like, I don't like that. I don't like it. And she goes, right on the bus, bitch. I'll bite your head off. And Nathan and Joe start laughing. And Ellie's like,
I'm not jealous of Bree flirting with Joe, but she knows I'm attracted to him, and I've said it to her multiple times. So we're roommates, and it's a general rule working on a boat. You never want to go for the guy your supervisor is interested.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
No, you can't do that.
Whoa.
First of all, you can't do that. And second of all, no, you did not tell her multiple times. You said you're not going to fight a girl over some boy. So.
Exactly. But wow, she showed her true colors right there, right? She's like, oh, no, I'm happy to teach you. I'm happy to teach you. I get thirsty about men.
So, there's a lot of flirting, but you know, Joe is, he really is just like flirting with both of them. He's just going to see which one
he gets. I'll teach that bitch to fold in more ways than one.
Fold, bitch, he's mine.
So, food's arriving and Ellie's saying that one of her fantasies is to go to a Berlin sex club. So there's that.
And Nathan goes, to look at it or be involved? And she's like, to be involved. And Joe says, you can use your skills on me. And she's like, ah!
And Bree tells Jono, I'm just annoyed because I want him. Jono's like,
oh. They start cracking up. So now they go to party some more.
Shots.
And yeah, just like, you know, the dancing. Typical, like, everyone's getting wasted. And then Jono and Aisha dance, sexy dance. And she's like, I've never been hugged by a Dominican before.
So at the first half of this going out thing, it looked like Ellie and Joe were doing a lot of flirting, but now Ellie has sort of stepped away to take selfies of herself. Because Ellie and Joe were dancing at one point and like really like on top of each other, but then Ellie then steps away to take selfies of herself by like a balcony, and so then Joe and Bree Bree is watching this and she's getting really annoyed, right? She's like, because she likes Joe, and Gail's like, Bree, I can see your mouth is about to explode, and my accents are now, let's see. I lost.
It's like, you need to talk. Just talk to me about it.
And she's like, well, obviously I'd like to hook up with Joe because Ellie and I were talking about it in the laundry room because, you know, she wanted to know if I was interested, but I wanted to know if she was interested, but we said we don't care if we're interested. And she's like, if you're interested, you're interested. So fuck him. We're stuck on a boat. Go fuck him now.
Sometimes you just need to fuck. Okay, sometimes you need to give a strawberry.
So Bree sits down with Joe. This is where Ellie's like off taking selfies of herself. Which, by the way, if you're in competition with someone, don't make a pit stop to take selfies. Okay, keep that car going around the lap. So Bree's like, oh, I'm taking a rest. So Ellie, she has really nice boobs, right? And Joe's like, well, I mean, who are you gravitating towards? Like, who do you like?
And she's like, well, I'm feeling it out still. And he goes, okay, Nathan, would you suck his dick, yes or no? It's like, Jesus, did you learn that kind of language from your grandfather?
Yes, yes, I did.
How's that flirting with somebody? Jeez. And she goes, I'll take your dick. And then they're like, oh, dun, dun, dun.
I was like, I didn't realize. So, and then apparently next week, it looks like Ellie
girl
and...
Girl fight.
Fighting over boys.
Fighting over boys.
Trishelle. We have Trishelle next week.
Did you think this wasn't going to be an antiquated, sexist season of Below Deck? Are you fucking kidding me? Come on. Guys, it's Below Deck.
So next week will be very fun watching these two at each other's throats. And I can't wait to see how awful of a guest Trishelle is.
Oh, God. Fucking Trishelle. Trishelle's back. Just when you thought the waters were safe.
Well, everyone, thank you so much for being here for Below Deck. It's been certainly a lot of fun. And we'll be back with some Dubai later this week and lots of other stuff. So stick around. All right. Talk to you next time. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. We want to hang with Liz Lang. Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels...
There are murders in all of the books.
...that she was playing them out in real life? Follow Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.